Stephen Sondheim's Passion won this year's Tony Award for Best Musical, and Donna Murphy won a Tony for Best Actress for her lead role as Fosca. Critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the original cast recording. Lloyd says that Sondheim has made something wonderful out of the most worrisome qualities in his recent work.
Just another love story, that's what they would claim. Another simple love story, aren't all of them the same?
Stephen Sondheim is our greatest living songwriter. By injecting serious, sometimes even painful content into tired old formulas, he both transforms the formula and makes the formula itself part of what the song is about. In his show Follies, for example, there's a torch song called Losing My Mind, which was introduced by the late Dorothy Collins. It's about the corrosive, self-destructive power of a passion that isn't returned. The character really is losing her mind. That it's sung as a torch song, rather than, say, as an operatic mad scene, heightens the irony. Losing My Mind becomes a song about the very nature of torch songs. More recently, Sondheim has attempted a more operatic style. To me, that style often seems pretentious and unmemorable, not as good as the best opera, and a betrayal of Sondheim's own greatest talent. Snippets I heard from his latest show, Passion, made me think it was just more of the same. Driving down to New York from Boston to see it, I started listening to the new original cast album. I couldn't stop. Now I think it's the fulfillment of Sondheim's recent musical experiments. It's the tightest of all his scores, as worked out as a Mahler symphony, an intricate network of musical and verbal themes that become more haunting each time they reappear. And in this rich musical tapestry, Sondheim has embedded some of his purest and most heartfelt songs. Listen to the extraordinary Donna Murphy singing Loving You.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will and I would die for you.
Murphy plays the infirm and ugly Fosca, which is Italian for dark or shadowy. She falls passionately in love with the handsome young captain, Giorgio, played by Jerry Shea, who is already passionately in love with the beautiful Clara, which means clear or bright. Murphy's expressive speaking voice is as musical as her singing voice, ranging from a Streisand-like soaring at the top to a smoldering Lauren Bacall growl at the bottom. She makes her first entrance down a long flight of stairs behind a scrim, a dark, shadowy figure hunched over like a praying mantis. She's an object lesson for actors on how posture can project character. Murphy's stage presence is electric. Marin Mazzie makes a moving, complex Clara, not just another pretty face. And Adrian Lobel's shifty, evocative set is practically another character. But in some ways, the album is even better than the production. The two-hour show is nearly half music, and almost all of it is on the album, including most of the music that accompanies spoken dialogue. So we get the complete story, but without the unaccompanied dialogue. the album proves that most of that extra dialogue is unnecessary. Even the most important moment in the plot, when Giorgio discovers he's really in love with Fosca, is actually more convincing on the record because Sondheim's bleak but beautiful music reveals more about human feeling than words alone can say.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the original cast album of Stephen Sondheim's newest musical, Passion, on Angel Records.